I'm your host, Nate Newman, and as always, I have the illustrious Judge Gonzo with me.
Your favorite foul-mouthed fucking chucklehead from the USA.
Okay, will I get to yell?
Oh, you're going to get to yell.
Well, then it's going to be fun.
Well, I want to know, how the fuck did we go from weddings to how do you foot spot a sociopath?
This is what we do. Dude, what? Again? Hold on. I got to fucking sit right. Wait, let me stretch out my shorts for this shit.
G'day, g'day. Welcome to this episode of Not So Secret Dad's Business. I'm your host, Nate. We've got Judge with us, and we've got our special guest, the professional asshole, Heavy Drop, joining us. How you doing, fellas?
Dude, the fucking squeezing the fucking raccoon like an accordion to blow air into the thing. Dude, I fucking rewound that like four times, man. And I tried to tell people, I said, listen, that's not for humor. This is the shit that he's got to get up in front of fucking people, military personnel, and be like, all right, guys, this is what you're not going to do this week. Like, it's all the stuff that's got to be said. None of that is a joke.
Like, no one realizes, like, it, being in the military, like, every Friday, we would have to have, like, a closeout meeting. And we would have to literally tell our soldiers not to do stuff. And then we would be told before this meeting by, like, our first sergeant. He'd be like, hey, look, this is coming down from higher. Talk to your guys about it. And then we'd have to go and be like, all right, listen up, fuckers. And, like, if we have to talk about it in a safety brief, it means someone somewhere.
Someone's done it, yeah. All right, guys, don't fist your girlfriend and try to play with her tonsils. All right, what's next on the list? Just fucking prepare all the way down the fucking line. That shit is crazy, man.
You know, it's shit like don't steal a steamroller or fucking...
Oh yeah, I've got that one recorded.
You know, don't drive the wrong way down Bragg Boulevard while trying to escape the police. You know, don't photograph yourself committing felonies.
Don't nick a tank and drive down the fucking street screaming I am Zorro. Like, the things we don't do.
Yo, so anyway, guys, firstly, I'm so glad you're with us, Rob, because we're going to do our first live safety debrief, and I can't wait to hear about what old Mother Hubbard's been up to this week.
Oh, old Mother Hubbard. Oh, my gosh. She went to the cupboard to get the poor dog a bone, but when she bent over, old Rover took over and gave her a bone of his own.
Before we get into that, Shannon sent this beautiful thing because she listens to the show.
Oh, yeah, fucking shout out to Shannon. Thanks,
she was supposed to, dude, she was supposed to be on yesterday, and then you forgot, like, you had something else to go on because I had her set up. I wanted to tell her, be like, look, we're just going to surprise, like, as soon as he gets me in, I'm going to send you the link too. That's what I was going to send her. And then you're like, we're not fucking doing it. So she texted me and she's like, she's free. So Shannon, we didn't forget about you. I didn't forget about you. I just forgot to text back. We're probably going to get her on next Friday because she's got some of the best. Dude, her dad was the shit. Like, we already talked about that, man. Like her dad and mom situation was really unique, man. So we're going to have our stand-in dad slash daughter, Shannon, Rob, I don't know if you were at the game when she was there, but she's fucking wonderful, man. Her husband's a great dude. It's just like, she's just continuing the trend of, like, having awesome family, man. So shout out to Shannon. We're going to get her on ASAP.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's my bad. I pulled a Judge and totally fucking forgot about it yesterday. So, and I'm like, I knew there was fucking something. And then I'm like, nah, it must be the birthday party. I've got to take Eli.
That's which is what fucked up because you've been reminding me. You're like, we're going to do Friday and Saturday. He's like, I'm out. What the fuck do you mean?
And then a Heavy Drop gets in the chat and he's like, so what are we doing? And I'm like, ah, fuck.
I mean, dude, I even took a nap.
Dude, I just got done with one. Fuck. We're out here doing old people.
Dude, I had a nap yesterday as well. For real. Yeah.
Yo, how down south beautiful is Rob drinking out of a fucking mason jar, dude? He's like, I got moonshine mixed with fucking Coca-Cola, son.
No. It's mixed with tea.
No. Well, that's even more fucking southern. That's awesome. Can we start with something serious, though, first?
Yep.
So I was looking for shift furniture. Like, I'd like to do that over the course of the day. I'll just scroll, try and find some weird stuff. And it was on the tail end of the OnlyFans conversation we had with that guy, telling people, or these girls, you're going to go fucking broke. You don't have financial advisors. You don't have managers and stuff like that. So I tried to, because we just talked about it, I tried to peek into that a little bit. And dude, I found nothing but fucking horror stories, man. Two of them killed themselves because they were getting fucking obscene messages from these guys, dude, wanting fucking crazy stuff. They answer all these people because the subscribers, they have to answer. The one girl hung herself. The other girl killed herself because she was doctoring her pictures to make her look like a teenager. So they were going to take her, but bring her to court for pedo enticing or whatever. Because she, listen, I'll send you the picture. Her normal face, she looks like she's about late 20s. What she was doing the Photoshop, she looked like she was 10 or fucking 11 years old. So she couldn't take the heat. She fucking killed herself. These two other girls said they had to leave, making 20 grand a month. They ended up leaving. And all four that I looked up, four in a row, one, bit, 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 it's all like, she had depression and anxiety and killed herself. Oh, I had to leave because I had depression and anxiety. It was building up. I was depressed all the time. So this means one or two things. Number one, only fucking like lonely, tragically fucking like manhandled and abused women are doing OnlyFans. Or once they're on it, they all just fucking hate, like they hate what they do, but they have to do it. The one girl said that she didn't even want to be touched by anybody. She said the people there bother her so much that she started to now push away family members, potential boyfriends, because she's like because her experience is everybody's like this. Everyone's like these guys. And then the last one I'll talk about, and then you guys could chime in. This one pissed me off. There was a mom. She brought her kids to a hockey rink, and some of the local kids, her son's 9, 10. Some of the local kids at the hockey rink started talking shit about him because they seen his mom naked on OnlyFans. Okay. They mouthed off. The family got kicked out of they're never allowed to come back to the arena again. They got kicked out. Not the kids talking shit, the family. I felt bad until I read what the mom said in response. Okay. This is what this fucking lady says. So yes, I feel bad. And then I get one of these and I'm like, fuck that. She said, having things happen to our children has been really hard because we turn off work. Fine, I get it, right? Okay. We parents in that situation and to see them get affected, it's probably the most heartbreaking thing anyone can experience. But you didn't stop doing it though, right? You know what I'm saying?
Like, so she continued after the incident.
Yes. So she calls it the most heartbreaking thing you could watch. Obviously, you don't want people talking shit about your kid, but to talking shit about your kid because you're doing this thing. So it's the most heartbreaking thing in the world that now you are perpetuating by continuing to do it. So do I feel bad for the four? Dude, it was four in a row. Depression, anxiety, depression. They're on this medication. Fucking leaving 30, 35, 40 grand a month jobs because they're like, I have to do this. Right now, I'm not even a sex worker. I'm a slave to this shit. Two of them off themselves because of it. It's like, what the fuck, man?
Dude, it's the porn industry as a whole, right? I was watching an episode on YouTube just the other day of the Michael Knowles show. Now, I don't know if you've heard Michael Knowles. He's like a political commentator and shit. But he was talking to a male porn star who got into porn because he thought it was going to be a good way to open up acting for him, right? But then his main agent that was booking him jobs ended up dropping him. So then he only had this porn agent left. And so he's working porn and all this. But he said that over time, you end up working with like a set group of people. There's usually like 30 or 40 that director or producer will go to because they know that they can work. Yep. They're reliable. They can get product out, rada, rada, rada. But he was saying that out of the group of like 30 women that he knew, one of them was a male that committed suicide. The other 29 were women that had committed suicide because they couldn't get out of the trap. Now, they get given a form, the women get given a form to fill out, and it's like, I will not do this list. This is my no list. And so what happens is they're acting, they're getting popular, but then, you know, people get bored of the same shit over and over and over. So then her work starts dropping off. So what happens? Her agent then goes to the director and says, hey, look, we need to get her work. What if I talk to her and see if she can do this one thing on her no list?
That's what these women were saying. They said there was stuff that they said they wouldn't do. They're not going to do it. But then people started to unsubscribe for them because it was the same poses. It was the same outfits. It was the same stuff. So they weren't bringing anything new. And people are like, I don't want to fucking see the same shit over again. I'm sorry, yep. Continue. I just thought that was weird because they said the same thing.
Yeah. And so they do the first thing on their no list. And they're like, okay, cool, gives them a bump. But then they end up doing the next thing and the next thing. And then
slippery slope,
whole,
man.
Their whole no list is now their whole fucking catalog.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they feel they end up being completely used up and demeaned and just worthless because they've just basically given up all their integrity. The shit they said they wouldn't do, they ended up doing and selling their soul to the devil.
Chasing that dollar.
Yeah, man. I watched I read an interview with Mia Khalifa, who was the girl for like fucking 2 years, man. She said she was in the industry, then she left. Now she literally works for organizations that help women get out of like extremist Muslim areas and stuff, obviously, because she almost got killed. She did a Muslim video in like
well
a
that
hijab,
was on
like
her no list
thing.
She said I will never do anything in my hijab, and then I managed
and she did
it. Yep. And then she ended up with death threats for the whole thing.
So she said in this interview, people think porn stars make all this money. She's like, amateurs make more than us. Guess how much she made from the entire industry, knowing how much she was out there. They fucked her on her contract. Guess how much she made in her whole porn career. 41,000.
Yeah, I was gonna go around the 25,000-30,000 mark.
That's but she was everywhere. She was everywhere. But in the contract, she didn't get paid. I think she said she didn't get paid for clicks, she didn't get paid for any of that. It was blah 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 blah. They fucking jerked her around, they made her work like a fucking dog, they made her do a whole bunch of stuff on her no list, and now she's like, I don't want anything to do with that shit. But she's not getting residuals either, which means everybody that still looks at her stuff, she's not getting shit for it. That's fucking, bro, that blows my mind, dude. I'm sorry, Rob Kidd, because I knew you were going to say something.
No. It's you know, just like Nate was saying, you know, they gradually keep pushing back those barriers. And it's, I mean, you look at that in anyone that starts making any sizable chunk of money and then it levels off or starts to dip down again. They're like, well, what can I do for the next big influx? So then they go and just start doing something else, maybe something that they didn't want, say they were going to do. It's whatever it is to just keep pushing that, to keep it either at the level or exceed it. Because, you know, just like we've said in the past, their standard of living has changed to that income bracket. So when they lose that money, now they got to either A, cut back on their living standard, which if they do that, then they go back to being poor.
Right. Or they take it to the next step.
Or they take it to the next step so they can keep the illusion that they have all this wealth when really they have nothing.
And then I saw, because I was interested about taxes, right? Because then it led me to an article where one of the girls was all fucking cheesed off because she had to pay 80 grand. She said that she should not have to pay taxes because she gets a lot of hate online. Oh, you fucking heard me, right? She said she doesn't have to pay taxes. She shouldn't pay taxes because people make fun of her.
Okay, well, that's online. If I get hate in real life, can I not pay taxes then?
I was going to say, I get hate fucking every day and shit.
Every day.
But now, because they're not financially stable, because like this guy said, they don't have managers and shit, there are now CPAs that are headhunting these girls, taking way more money than they fucking should. They're settling out their taxes. They are. But they're getting more from the bottom line than the fucking girls are, because they're like, dude, these girls are dope.
But that's the thing. Everybody else around those women are sharks, man. Like, if they're doing OnlyFans, fucking OnlyFans are getting 70% of that fucking subscriber money. before they see anything. And then, like you say, you've got the CPA swimming around like sharks, and they're putting their finger into the honeypot. And then you've got the tax man. He wants his slice as well.
Then you've got the poachers, the car salesman, the house, yep. you know, the realtors, all these right. things that are like, oh, you do this. Oh, look, you want this flashy new car. I mean, the shit right. that happens in the military all the time, too. You get the brand new privates to the duty station. They're off mama's tit. And they go out and they buy that freaking Dodge Charger, Dodge yep. Challenger, Mustang, fuck whatever.
That. These chicks are getting Dodge Vipers and Aston Martins. Yeah.
Yeah, they get it at like 29% interest. The kid's only making like $1,000 every paycheck after taxes, and it's all going to the car payment.
That's right. And if they pay it all down, that's a tax thing. They can't walk in there with fucking cash and pay it, or they have to claim all of that shit, and that's what they're not doing. They're not claiming. The IRS is coming after them, and now it's causing this whole fucking thing. They're like, yeah, but what we do isn't vital. So you can't tax us for it. You ain't making, one girl's making $5.4 million a year. You think the fucking IRS isn't going to look at OnlyFans models and be like, wrap this shit up. We're fucking charging all of them. Of course they are. They're not going to take something like that and not take money from it. And I feel bad. Now I feel even worse, right? I'm not talking about the dummies. I'm not talking about the mom that won't give it up, even though her kids are being fucking traumatized because of it. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about either these four particular girls went in with low self-esteem. They went in with depression, anxiety. They went in with, you know, bipolar disorder, all that stuff. They're like, I can make me easy money this way. And they were not ready for the typical male neckbeard backlash of you're fucking corny. Why don't you do this? Put this up or I'm fucking unfollowing. I'm going to get 10 other people to do it. And then these girls who are ready, as in the article, already mentally and emotionally drained, like you guys said, all right, well, I guess I'm going to fucking do it then. And it's just like, that's terrible. When I saw two, I stopped at two. Two girls fucking committed. So one hung herself in her house. Like that's how they found her. You got to see this girl, man. She's beautiful. But that just, but the pictures that she shows, she's in front of an Aston Martin Vanquish. She's got this house. She got that house. Smiling all the time. That's why they always say, it is not about the smile, man, because this shit was going on all the fucking time. And the shit these motherfuckers were saying is it's disgusting. Like, you don't own this person because you're a subscriber. And they all think they did. The one girl said that she had to answer emails or messages for 2 hours a day, 2 hours a day. And then between making and editing videos, because that's how they make money, it was another 8 hours a day. So they work, but when we work, we might get shit from our bosses, right? You might get shit from the original, for the customers, or you dealing with fucking accordion raccoons and shit. These people are dealing with unfucking filtered, jerk-off entitled men. And then you wonder why 21, 22-year-olds are offing themselves, because they're seeing and hearing some of the most heinous shit in the world, man.
And I'll bet the balls on a barnyard dog as well that these women are coming from fatherless households.
Yeah.
Or their fathers just treated their mother and them like shit. And they just assume that that's how men treat women.
Right. Right. And again, it's not all of them. You can't say all of anything is this, right? But if they are, and they're going in unstable, the one girl said she tried to buy things to fill the void. We hear that shit all the time. And guess what it didn't do? Didn't fill the void, just made her more and more empty. And then when she tried to date, some of the guys were saying stuff like these guys, whether they knew her from there or not, but they said all the, oh, you're a goddess, you're a princess, you're blah, blah, blah. And she's like, every time I heard that, it made me sick. Because I hear it from these guys who are paying to watch me fuck a carrot, right? Or whatever it is. And these guys are saying the same thing. And now reality and fantasy is blending. And after this, where are they going to go? Unless they're fucking saving money. Like, what are they going to do? Oh, man, you want to tell us about this 6-year gap in your resume? Yeah, I did OnlyFans. Okay, thanks for stopping in. It's terrible, dude. It's terrible. So because of that, please check on your friends, man. Even the pretty ones, even the ones that are joking around all the time, even a girl that you think she doesn't care about shit and she's hot and she got this and she got that. Behind some of these people, are some of the saddest fucking people ever. And you'd be surprised how one nice thing that you say will fucking complete. Dude, it might save their life that day. So please, man, make sure you reach out to your friends.
Look at Chester Bennington, man. One of the biggest rock stars in the fucking world.
Smiled all the time.
2 days before he took his own life, he was having a photo with his family. Big fucking smile on his face. Looked like the happiest motherfucker in the world.
Robin Williams did comedy for a living. He's also one of the people that said that comedians are some of the saddest people you'll ever meet. So, yeah, all right. Anyway, fucking take us in a different direction, but please check on your goddamn friends, man. Even the hot ones, please. Is nobody in this room? You know, your other hot friends?
Hey, so anyway, you know how we were talking about Black Summer? It took me like 10 years to find it and watch it, okay?
Did you finish it?
Yes, I finished it. And it was fucking disappointing. I was so angry.
But you found out who was knocking on the door, right?
Yes, I did.
How? And I'll try and Rob, if you haven't seen it, you gotta see it.
You gotta see it.
It's fucking incredible.
I don't know. See, I don't like getting into seasons that are like already over, because then I'm sitting here watching it, know it's gonna end. And
But not only will it end, but it's gonna end on a part that you wish it continued. But the show is that good that you really should watch it.
Like, they finished it in such a way that it could be it's a legitimate ending, but there's just too many open ties that could be worked on. But in any case, me being behind the fucking eight ball. Okay, this week, for the first time, I saw what I've always heard is a cult classic. I watched Goodfellas.
You just now saw fucking... Wait. Dude, look at Rob's face. It looks like you just kicked this puppy, man. Go get your fucking shine box, Nate. God damn it.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
Dude, I only saw Full Metal Jacket for the first time a couple of years ago. I still have never seen Pulp Fiction.
That one, look, man, it's a cult classic. I get it, but...
It's kind of like Clockwork Orange. It's a cult classic, but it's like one that... all right.
Honestly, if you've seen Reservoir Dogs, it's better than Pulp Fiction anyway.
Yeah.
By far.
I've not seen Reservoir Dogs.
So you don't... Dude, what... All right, guys, this is Not So Secret Dad's Business. I quit the show, so I'm out. See you later. Dude,
huh. Fucking judge is speechless. What the fuck's going on?
Oh no, joking. Did we hit a deer on the way here? He's stabbing fucking the dude in the trunk. That's great fucking food, right, man.
How about Casino? Have you seen Casino?
Dude, if he hasn't seen fucking Goodfellas, he ain't seen Casino.
No, I haven't seen Casino. Yeah. I haven't seen The Godfather.
Have you seen A Bronx Tale?
No. Judge is out. He's gone. I think I broke him.
Fuck, broke Judge. Hang on. He's getting on a plane right now. He's coming over there to beat you.
What the fuck? Let me stretch out my shorts for this shit.
Fucking, let me stretch out my fucking socks.
Yeah, hang on. He's going to be on the next flight over there. You'll see him in about 18 hours. Get ready for your ass whooping.
Rob, let me ask a question. You open up a car door, your girl gets in. When you walk around the back window, what do you check for?
Make sure no one's in the back seat.
No, you watch to see if she leans over to unlock the door.
If I have, I don't remember. I'm gonna have to check the movie hard drive.
When he goes in and it's all the bikers in the room and they're trying to talk shit, and he locks the door. He's like,
"Yeah,
now you guys can't get out." Oh,
sorry. Yep. All right. Yeah. I remember it now. I'm gonna have to rewatch.
Wait. Let's give Nate the Sarah test, because Sarah's got a bunch of movies she's never seen on her phone. Let's see what movies Nate has seen and what he hasn't seen. So if there's anyone in the chat or anyone fucking, we could just spend the day making fun of Nate. Hold on real quick. Hold on.
I think he's going to pull up a list.
I'm pulling up a list, but I had to mute you because I was yelling for Sarah to send me the list. Okay. But all right. Monty Python, The Search for the Holy Grail.
Oh, fuck yeah, obviously.
Okay. With big snarling teeth. Fucking movie is so good. Goonies. Yeah, you've seen Goonies. I'm sorry. What the fuck are we doing right now?
Maybe when I was a kid.
Sarah's like, you ain't seen the Goonies from the other fucking room. Dude, my son has seen the fucking Goonies. Get Rob. Give one.
Shawshank Redemption.
No.
Oh, my fucking Christ. Wait. I know you have. Have you seen Blazing Saddles, Spaceballs?
I've seen Spaceballs. I've never seen Blazing Saddles.
You've never... Dude, Blazing Saddles is a fucking staple of comedy, dude.
Oh, I know about it. I've just never seen it, man.
The sheriff is a... Fucking movie is so good, dude.
Like, look, I used to love watching a lot of movies, but it's just like, again, I'm like this popularity guy where if it's popular, I'm like, whatever. But like I say, I just watched Goodfellas, and I was like, it wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be.
Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man.
Oh, yeah, dude, I know he's never seen that before.
No, definitely.
Have you seen Tombstone?
No.
You don't even know you're my Huckleberry.
Tombstone is on my list.
Dude. All right. Here's the ones that Sarah has not seen, right?
Yep.
Fight Club.
Oh, I've seen Fight Club.
Right. Okay. Yeah, all right.
That's such a good movie. Love that movie.
The original It with Tim Curry.
No, I've not seen. I haven't seen either of the Its.
Okay.
Tommy Knockers.
I've read the book, but I've not seen the movie. Tommyknockers was a good movie. I remember watching that when I was like 7 or 8.
Fuck, have you seen Tommyknockers? And not
but you haven't seen It.
Jesus Christ. He's like, yeah, I've seen The Langoliers.
And the fucked up thing about it is, oh, The Langoliers, that's a good one, man. Love The Langoliers.
of all the shit. He's like, oh, I've seen that one.
No, but like I'm a huge Stephen King buff, right? I love Stephen King. So like The Langoliers, Tommyknockers, Desperation, Pet Sematary, Carrie. I haven't seen Christine. I haven't seen It.
Have you seen Scarface?
I watched Scarface for the first time about 3 years ago.
Oh, all right. I'll tell you what. Moving forward, don't tell us when you saw it. We want to assume that you've seen it multiple times. Many fucking years ago. Have you seen the original Top Gun?
Well, the first one with Iceman.
Yeah.
Val Kilmer, Tom Cruise. Yeah, man. Yeah. That was one of my all-time favorites.
Wait, did you see Maverick? Rob, you've seen Maverick, right?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, my dude. It is. I swear to God, it's one of the best movies I've ever fucking seen.
It was good. I kind of thought it was a little predictable.
Well, yeah, but the scenes, like the... Dude, the air battles in that were fucking nuts. That fucking movie was so good, dude. Have you seen Demolition Man?
Possibly. I don't know. I don't know.
Illuminate. Deluminate.
Deluminate. Dude, it's Wesley Snipes going into the future as a serial killer. And Sly going in the future as a cop because he had to unleash one.
Okay,
to
no, I was thinking Denzel Washington, but I'm thinking a man on fire.
No, he doesn't know how to use the three seashells.
That he don't even know what the fucking three seashells are, dog.
Dude, I keep seeing that fucking meme, and I'm like, what the fuck are the three seashells, man? What am I missing? Is this a puzzle?
Man, motherfucker, that's what you're missing.
Okay, so I've not seen Demolition Man.
You should just start writing these down. You're gonna have to like watch these.
Yeah, I've lost my pen. I'll have to, but I'm gonna have to go back through this when I edit.
And yeah, you're gonna have to listen to this later. And
oh, dude, everyone, listen. If anyone is listening now or gets this afterwards, forget rating the show. Under review the show, I want you to yell at Nate. I want you to yell at Nate. First fucking sheltered movie, fucking childhood and adulthood, telling me sucks, then rate the show a star because he doesn't deserve to get 5.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Okay.
I ate his liver with a nice Chianti and some fava beans. Rambo. Yeah, you've seen Rambo, right?
No.
Wait, which one? Which Rambo?
First one.
Has he even seen any of them?
No, none of them. Not around. I don't even
have you
think
seen Rocky?
No, I haven't seen Rocky either.
You've never seen Rocky?
I've seen clips of it and all that sort of shit. Obviously, it's a classic, but I've never sat
maybe
down
we'll
and watched
go
it.
A couple of rounds and maybe we won't. Adrian!
I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. There's no tomorrow.
Get up, you bum. Get up, you bum, because Mickey loves you.
Hey, look, I've seen half of Die Hard 100 times. I've never finished Die Hard.
Look, man, it's not Christmas until Hans Gruber falls off Nakatomi Plaza.
Son of a bitch. Fucking judge, I've broken him. I've fucking broke him. How have I... I feel so bad. I feel terrible now. I'm sorry, judge. Forgive me.
I didn't take my headphones this much for the fucking Ace fan.
No, I don't think I've ever broken you like this.
Hey, how stretched out are your shorts right now?
He's already lost two fucking layers.
Dude, I stretched them out so much, they're pants right now. Like, literally, they're fucking pants. Wait, you see Monster Squad, right? You don't know what a Wolfman's got in arms, dude.
Oh, my God. The Untouchables?
Untouchables, right?
Yeah, I've seen Untouchables.
He's lying. That's a lying motherfucking answer. You see?
He's just gonna start. He's gonna start saying yes, and then he's gonna be like, "Yeah, I saw that one."
Golden Child.
Yes, I've seen the Golden Child. That's Eddie Murphy.
I want
right?
the knife, please. Yeah, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. I always thought it was great. Okay, now I'm going to wash thy holy penis, your highness. She drops under the water.
I am. No, that's coming to America.
Oh, is that coming to America? Golden Child, the other one.
Yes, but
I have seen Golden Child. I'm confusing shit. It's been so long.
My sweet brother Numsy. God damn, dude. Dude, you're missing out. Wait a minute. I will quit the fucking show right now. I will turn this fucking thing off. Nate, have you ever seen Big Trouble in Little China?
And that's our show for today, guys. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm out.
Oh, God. All right, hey, look, while Nate's gone, me and you are just gonna we're just gonna go ahead and take over the show. Nate, you're not allowed back until you watch the movies, and we're gonna have to quiz you on this. All right. So from that here out, it's me and Judge.
It's all in the reflexes. What's in the bag, egg? What's in the bag? Oh, come on, man.
I feel like I've just ruined this whole show.
There's no fucking way, dude. How about Fifth Element?
Oh, Fifth Element. I've seen that one.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
That was my first introduction to Mila Jovovich.
Mine too. And that's when I fell in love.
Yep.
That's when I fell in love.
Yep.
Dude, there was a guy as Ruby Rod at fucking New York Comic Con, and he walked around with three dudes in those outfits and did not break character the entire time. It was fucking incredible, man. It was incredible. Actually, no. Wait, look. Am I astounded that you didn't see these? Yeah, of course. But let me tell you something. You got such amazing... Dude, you have right now amazing, like, film-changing movies to watch, dude. Like, you haven't seen some fucking classics. Like, okay, one I know you haven't seen. Not a lot of people have seen it. There's two of them. My Science Project, which was fucking amazing. And 3 o'clock High. 3 o'clock High is one of the best... Dude, it was like... It's a kid who... is told to make friends with the new bully who's crazy. His name is Buddy Ravel, right? And Buddy Ravel doesn't like to get touched. Every time someone touches him, he knocks him out with one punch. So he's in the fucking bathroom taking a piss, and the guy's like, it's good to have you at school. And he turns around, he's like, you and me, 3 o'clock. And the whole fucking show is just him trying to escape school, trying to pay off other dudes to beat him up. 3 o'clock High was a fucking incredible flick, man. It is an incredible flick. Yeah, but like I said, now you have amazing fucking movies to watch. I'm telling you, start with Big Trouble in Little China. It's so good. Actually, start with any of them. It really doesn't fucking matter.
Mm. Yeah, no, look, I realize that, you know, it's not good. There's a lot of these movies that are fucking awesome I've just never seen. And they're on my list, but...
You go back to a lot of those movies and, like, you watch them and they're like, in 2024, the world has gone to hell.
Dude, in 2018,
like they're all predicting the future, and like now I'm sitting here looking back at those movies, going, "Well, that fucking never happened."
All right, when did Blade Runner supposedly take place? That was 2023 or something, wasn't it? All right, you guys, vamp. Hold on, I'll check. Because I think we passed it. Actually, I think we passed the year for Demolition Man, too. Hold on.
We did. We passed Demolition Man.
Thanks for joining us in the chat, Andre.
Hey, what up, homie?
Yep. So, yes, I've seen Inglourious Bastards. That's a cracker of a movie.
I was about to ask you that one. Yeah. Yeah.
And Ghostbusters. It depends which Ghostbusters, man. I've seen the originals. I've seen the remake. I've seen Afterlife. I haven't seen the latest one, though.
Andre, you're our man, dude. That fucking thanks for showing up. So Demolition Man, the Three Seashells are coming in 2032. That's Demolition Man.
Don't forget the great what was it, the great chain restaurant wars.
Taco Bell, they won everything.
Yep. And then Taco Bell won everything.
And then I don't want to spoil it for Nate, because there's no toilet paper. He looks over at the thing and he's cursing in it. Fucking all the citations are coming out.
President Schwarzenegger.
President Schwarzenegger, dude. All right, let me see. What the fuck was it? Oh, Blade Runner.
Blade Runner.
2019. Fucking 2019. We were supposed to have laser guns and flying cars, and we ain't got shit.
Yep.
Well, we got laser guns, and there are flying cars. They got cars that can fly now. Problem is they're not mass-produced yet. And the FAA doesn't know
how to fucking even regulate that. Yeah.
How to even regulate that.
Dude, there's so much shit from those movies we don't have. Like, we don't have cyborgs to bang. No, we don't. There's some really cool. Wait, hold on. Have you guys seen the creepy real dolls, though? Like, the ones that are really creepy. Oh, did you guys see the documentary about the one who married one and he lives in a house with like six of them?
Oh, I heard about that one.
And gives them personalities and shit. He's like, oh, no, I can't talk like that around her. She's not used to that language. And then they pan over and she's like, fucking weird, so dude. It's weird,
there's
man.
Some weird cats out there, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's 2019, man. And then they did the new one. You know what? I like the new one. Gosling is always, like, pigeonholed into, like, the lover boy. But he did Gray Man or whatever. He was a fucking badass in that movie, man.
Dude, have you seen some of the new remakes they're doing? They're remaking, remade Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm-hmm. And fucking Connor McDouchebag. Yep.
Yeah. They're remaking Stargate movie.
Stargate, The Crow.
I've seen everybody's crying about The Crow. And I agree with you. Like, there's like 25 different Crows, right? So, like, they can't all be the same.
I've got almost all of them. The only ones I don't have are a couple in the novels, right? There's a Crow named Michael Corby. He's a skinny guy, short hair. Tattoos. They're nice tattoos, though, right? So you could have used him. You could have went anywhere else except for Eric Draven. Like I told my friend Rachel, shout to Rachel and Dave Holm. They're fucking awesome. They own a brewery. It's like a little local spot. They're great. She's like, there's so many other ones. Why do they have to name them that? And I'm like, I think that the studio was like, make him look completely different because he's got to look like what fucking kids want to go see in the movies, which means he looks like a fucking mumble rapper on fucking Zans, right? Like, that's what he fucking looks like.
In fact, it gives me like Jared Leto vibes from Suicide Squad.
He does. And unfortunately, I like Leto, dude. Guy's a fucking good actor. Have you seen The Little Things or The Small Things with him and Denzel? Oh, he's petrifying, dude. That's how the Joker should have been. But you have this guy, you have a Crow who already fits the look almost perfectly. If you look it up, you'll see. They also had, and in that book, it introduces two Crows, like the first time they ever did it. There's also one that follows around this retired cop named Salk. He's awesome. He's trying to solve a kid murderer. And the Crow in that one is not him. It's Carrie or Carrare. The little girl is trying to get him to find where all these girls are buried, dude. And he finds a pile of girls' shoes. It is fucking heartbreaking. But they won't take a chance on something like that. They want to call him Eric Draven. They want to call it The Crow because we're going to go and hate, because people are going to go and hate watch it. They know that. So they don't give a fuck what he looks like. They're like, just make it The Crow, give him some fucking tattoos, call it a day. Or else why would studios who are supposed to get paid to know the pulse of people, why would they put something like that out if they know it's going to fucking tank, right? Like, I didn't see Madam Web. I want to give it a shot. But even my friends who are like, I always watch shit with an open mind. They're like, it was fucking terrible. The dialogue was terrible. The acting was terrible. It was a shit movie all around. I understand why they did that. Sony's like, let's capitalize, right? But they don't own a lot of properties. They own a lot of Spider-Man shit. That's why Kraven the Hunter, they completely fucked up that storyline. Kraven the Hunter isn't even a hunter. He's like infused with the power of different animals, and they're going to make it a fucking bloodbath. But like, who are these studio people that don't have their ear to the ground? None of them's got social media.
I wouldn't even say it's not that they don't have their ear to the ground. What it is, it's like a lot of these guys that make millions investing. Like they'll sit there and they'll spend millions on investing, and 10 or so of them might not come back, but like 20 or 30 of the other ones they got going on do. You know, so they still keep making money.
Like, look, A, it's probably going to make money. And B, it probably didn't cost a lot to make anyway. Not a lot of fucking crazy VR, SFX in that, right? And now, I don't think people give a fuck about the movie market anymore, man. It's all like what happens when it goes on streaming. Like, that's people's concern. And I don't know how any of that shit works. I know people in the industry... that's above my pay grade. Like, I don't know how streaming money happens. I don't know who gets paid. I know that Scarlett Johansson had a fucking fit because Black Widow, which was a fucking fantastic movie, it was released to Disney Plus during the time of COVID and went up for like $29. I watched it. I fucking bought it. It's a great flick. But in the contract, it said it was supposed to be in the movie theater. And they're like, yeah, if we put it in the movie theater, it's going to lose money. No one's going to the theater right now. So I don't know how that shit works, but they keep pumping out fucking movies like and some of the same regurgitated shit over and over again. And we're still in the remake era.
Well, that's what I was saying just the other day is that, yeah, we're in this remake era where there's nothing really of substance being made. Now, you look back to the 80s and 90s, there's so much good shit, as we've already discussed, and I've just not seen.
And all these young kids, all the new generations are all like, oh, wow, look at this movie. It's like, well, have you not seen the original? They're like, there was an original?
Dude, you got kids who said that, I think it was Kanye, put up an unknown artist named Paul McCartney. These kids don't even know who the fucking Beatles are, dude. They're like, oh, that's so nice of him to put on an artist, an unknown artist. Fucking unknown artist, dude. They're not, again, they got the world in their fucking palm of their hand and they don't use it for shit. They use it to make fucking dumb video.
Speaking of shit like that, though, have you heard Beyonce's country song that she's made?
No, oh, it's awesome, though. God. No, it's not good.
I don't like it because, like, it doesn't, it's got a country, the music has a country feel to it, but of course she doesn't have that drawl, and so it doesn't feel like it fits. But
the big hype about it right now is the fact that she is the first black female country artist that is all over the charts. And that's what they're making it
on
about.
The charts? Yes. But there's a whole, by the way, go check it out. There's a goth, I swear to God, I was looking up for prep songs for Jed, like for when I'm driving up to fucking Night Realms to get in, right? You know there's goth country and it's fucking incredible. It's like, I swear to God, it's goth country, which basically is not like, it's bands, black, white, or whatever. They take like old Negro spirituals and they turn, like they take like, you know, Blind Willie Johnson and they upgrade it. Dude, there's a death metal goth country band. Let me tell you something. I don't like country music. This shit, I found so many artists that I play on fucking repeat. Dude, the power.
I'm gonna have to look that voices, up. Just for shit
it's
to get.
So, dude, there's yo. It's I'm telling you, man. The shit is moving, dude. It's really fucking good. It's really good. So, there's been black country stars who were women.
Yes.
They were just fucking slaves at the time, and no one fucking remembers who they are.
And there weren't charts back then.
No, that's right. One thing I want to point out, though, and if you guys have the time, go and look it up. But I was listening to the Beyonce's song, and I'm like, I've heard this before. I've fucking heard it before. And then after I'd listened to it, I saw a video by Roma Army on YouTube. And she's like, I heard the song and it sounded fucking familiar. I couldn't figure out where it came from. And then she played the theme song from Franklin the Turtle. Do you guys remember that cartoon when we were kids, Franklin?
Maybe it was an Australian thing.
No. Go and look at the Franklin the Turtle theme song and then listen to Beyonce's country song, and they're fucking identical.
Oh, no shit. Yeah, that's like, look, and shit, like, look, man, she's fucking talented as shit. She is fucking super talented. She could sing and dance. And that shit, if you've never sang, I mean, sing, I used to scream and dance. That shit is easy because adrenaline. When you're a performer and you not only remember dance steps and hit your fucking notes at the same time, son, it's like an Olympic event. Like, that shit is crazy. That's why people always used to get on Britney Spears, because she used to lip sync, but people didn't go there to hear her sing. She made it rain on stage one time. She's like, it's incredible. People go for the performance. And I understand people always like, look, man, people like, people need to like leave Taylor Swift alone, right? She's not my cup of tea, but for a girl at 18 to deal with the visceral hate that 40-year-old guys, 30-year-old, she's only writing songs about ex-boyfriends. Motherfucker, she's 19. Who would you like her to write about? Oh, they're showing her on fucking NFL. Well, she's Taylor fucking Swift, and she's dating one of the guys who just won the Super Bowl. Of course they're going to pan up to her. I'm sorry, is that ruining your fucking football experience? Shut up and watch the fucking game. Like, come on, man. Like, people need to, like, people hate stuff. Like, look, if you love a star, you love them because you've seen the stuff they're in. Nobody has any reason to hate fucking Taylor Swift. She didn't do anything, man. She didn't do anything. She goes on. She has fucking millions of fans, dude. She doesn't fucking jerk up the price. Like, she's got no fucking control over ticket prices, man. People are like, oh, it's unfair. She can't go in and be like, make it all a dollar. It doesn't fucking
that's
work
fucking,
like
but
that,
that's
man.
Ticketmaster for you. And I mean, bands like fucking Pearl Jam and Nirvana were bitching about the exact same thing back in the fucking 90s.
So I actually had a buddy that when Taylor Swift actually came through where we live, he actually worked on her security detail. And all the hate that everyone keeps talking about with her and everything, like what he said about her, is she was literally one of the most down to earth celebrities he's ever met. Like, she was not rude. She was not demanding. Like, he's worked for everyone. He's worked for Congress, you know, congressmen. He's worked for politicians. He, you know, used to do personal security for Colin Powell.
Whoa, holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So the, you know, and when he was that, like, she was like, hey, do you guys, you know, you guys want stuff? Do you guys want me to have food brought in for you guys? Like, she would go out of her way to make sure that the people helping her were taken care of. You know, not many celebrities do that. You know, not many of them do that. They're like, oh, you're my personal security. Hey, pick up my bags and carry them for me.
Dude, I got a fucking story about, and I don't know what the ramifications are of it. I know we're a small show. I'm not going to say the name anyway. Rob, our friend Jackie Jai, she's fucking great. Yep. She's ball buster. Yep. I fucking love her. Shout out to Jackie. She works in fashion purchasing. We're talking about big, heavy hitters, right? A female movie star who's been in many fucking movies came in. Okay, we'll shut everything down. We're going to cater to this person. She walks over, tries to talk to her. The movie star turns, whispers to the person that she's with and goes, Miss Blah would appreciate if you didn't talk to her, instead talk to me. So she goes, okay, and turns to the fucking agent, wherever it was, and goes, does she want to go check out blah, 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 blah? The agent then goes, she whispers back and then answers. And then at one point, this woman started talking to her agent out loud, and the agent still had to turn around and talk to Jackie. Yep. What fucking planet do you live on that now you're that fucking awesome that is the way you live your life? And
it's the Kardashian syndrome.
And me and Rob know Jackie. Jackie's a lot of things. She's a ball buster. She's great. She's down to earth. She's a fighter. She is not a fucking liar. No, I know. She would much rather hurt people with the truth anyway. Can you fucking imagine that this person has so little respect for, and she's B-list. But when you find out who it is, you're like, oh no, really? Yeah, really.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, it doesn't surprise me, you know, with you saying that, because I mean, I've seen it like when these, when, you know, we'd be deployed and these movie stars, you know, music stars and everyone, they'd come around to see the troops, you know, and they would publicize they're coming to see the troops and all that stuff. But they'd get out there, they would do shows, you know, that's awesome and stuff. And, you know, they would sign, you know, some autographs here or there and things like that. But some of them, man, they wouldn't even give like the troops the time of day. Like, you know, they'd be walking through like the hangar area to get on a thing. And then, you know, a troop would come up and be like, hey, you know, can I get your autograph? And they'd be like, no, I do autographs from this time to this time, and then walk off. And it's like, really?
Fucking crazy, man. Like,
but they're also so not so many of them. Cause if you take like almost every single one I have ever met, like I met Bruce Willis, you know, this, you know, when he came through, he was cool as hell. Like he made sure to spend extra time to meet every single soldier he could. When they were like, hey, we're behind schedule, he's like, okay, the birds can't leave unless I'm on them, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to leave Bruce? Fucking, yeah, like, but it's cool when you do hear about people that are awesome. Like, and then there's people you hear complete fucking assholes and continue to be. Like Chevy Chase. He's on record saying racist shit to the people on Parks or fucking Community. He's been fucking, he's been rude to fucking people that he worked for. He almost started a fight. I think it was with Dan Aykroyd when he fucking, oh no, no, I'm sorry, Bill Murray. He was new to the cast. Chevy Chase used to talk shit about him all the time. He used to make fun of Bill Murray's pop marks on his face and shit like that. Like, but he's been an asshole consistently. Consistently, he's been a fucking asshole. And I'm just like, again, man, like, look, after a long enough timeline, you ain't shit to nobody. Hence the fucking Paul McCartney thing, right? Like, yeah, the Beatles are always going to be a thing, but like, you think about it, you're like, for how long? You know what I'm saying? Like, think about that shit. Like, yes, you're in the history books. You will always be the fucking Beatles, but eventually, it's like the Fight Club line. On a long enough timeline, everyone's life expectancy goes to zero. And just like, you're a fucking blip, man. You're a 400 quadrillion in one blip, because that's the fucking, that's the actual math to get you on this planet. You being born is that slim of a fucking chance. And you want to spend it being a dick or yelling at fucking Taylor Swift or fucking like, come on, man. Like, that's how you're going to fucking spend the rest of your life? To me, that's just crazy. That's fucking crazy, man. Fuck that.
No, it's just because they're so hateful. They got nothing joyful in their life, so they got to just spread it out everywhere. Misery loves company.
And that's Psych 101. The first thing I learned when I took a psych class was people who are miserable and hate a bunch of people and talk shit about a bunch of people, their life sucks. That's why they do it. We know it, and they still keep doing it anyway. But real quick, pre-Kardashians, she said Kanye West was one of the nicest people she's ever met. Bought everyone in the place fucking coffee, was asking people if they wanted help or whatever, and then got in fucking league with these idiots, and I don't know what the fuck happened to him. But if you've seen him on Def Poetry Jam, he's brilliant with lyricism. He's amazing. He's an amazing fucking performer. And then it's just like, I don't know, did fame get to him? Did these motherfuckers implant some sort of fucking evil, demonic fucking plastic seed in them? Dude, I don't know, man.
It's all about the people you surround yourself with. And you can see it. You can see it in kids. You can see it in, like, you know, once they leave high school and they get out there in the world, the people, the social circles they start to hang out with, they start to take on those mannerisms. That's why, you know, you see it a lot. I know in Newark. I know you see it a lot in Newark. You know, I see it a lot here too, is, you know, you got kids that they're doing great in school. And then once they're out of school, they start hanging out with, you know, their cousin this, their cousin that. Next thing you know, they're getting arrested, and because they're getting caught up in other people's problems. And then they're getting in, and they're in that jail, and they're getting into other people's problems in the jail, getting caught up in other people's bullshit. You know, and then they become that.
Yeah. And I had, I still do, right? He's one of the DeVoe kids. His name is Ryan. He came on the old show that we were on talking about how he was a drug lookout at nine, was making insane amounts of money. He had to come to school. He said he had to put his work in his pocket because if he went by his neighborhood with a book bag, he'd get fucking jumped or killed because they don't even want you to do that shit. Now, the thing I like about Ryan though, is Ryan was real and everyone knew it. So when everyone's walking down, because he didn't come to school often, so they'd be going around like flashing gang signs and shit. When Ryan showed up, no one did anything because he was a real motherfucker and he didn't want to see that shit. So all that shit would just stop. And now he's like, dude, he gave a funny line. He's like, yeah, DeVoe, but then I went to like a college with white people in it and they're crazy. He's like, I have a best time now. Like, yeah, man, when you branch out of your community, it's way different and you start to experience different people. A lot of people who are closed-minded have never left their little area. And when you start staying in there for long enough, you don't want to know anything else. You start to get a resentment for anybody that's not like you or the people in your neighborhood. And if your whole neighborhood's like that, you create a microcosm of your world that you never have to fucking leave.
And social media has gone on to just make it even worse by creating those echo bubbles where you can mute anyone, you can block anyone you want, you know, so if you don't like what this person's saying, you can block it and then you don't have to listen to it. You know, I wish we could go back to the days where, you know what, they would get on the TV and speak the news that was actually fucking news, Walter Cronkite, and that's the facts. And if you didn't like it, well, guess what? You got to change the channel.
Yeah. And I was talking to my friend Mike Schelling, who works at DC. He's a fucking great dude, man. He's such a nice dude. We started talking about the Crow thing and we were talking about it. And then we were talking about the picture in the old Wizard where it's like, who would play who? And it's great. Like I had that issue or whatever. And he brought it up. He's like, back then you used to talk about it, you used to laugh about it and used to think about it and have a conversation about it. Now you can't even have a conversation. Because everyone wants to win the conversation, not the argument. Everyone wants to win the conversation. And that's the problem. Like, you can't even have, like, if you say, hey, man, I don't think, you know, men who are born men and now are trans women should be fighting other women because that's not fair. There's an advantage and stuff like that. You can't even get that opinion across without people taking. They don't, there's no pause button. There's no break. They just want to fucking crash you. They want to call you all kinds of shit or whatever. Why can't people have a conversation? He didn't say he didn't like to stay the fuck over there. He said he doesn't like it because it's an unfair advantage because of biology, not what the person's identifying as, because biology, you can't even have that conversation without somebody clipping what you said and turning you into something that you're not, because they want to be the person that fucking shows it up and wants to be an asshole about it. Why can't people just have conversations anymore? And if you agree, and I don't, hey, man, what the fuck ever? It's not going to affect anybody in the long run. But then you can't even do that. When certain people take power or whatever it is, politics or whatever, if someone's like, well, this person's a this, and like, oh shit, I didn't know that, but this is really good about him. Oh, well then you're fucking guy. All I said was he's good at this or whatever.
What I've noticed too is both sides want the same thing. The thing is one side wants to go from point A to point B to get to point C. The other side wants to go from point E to point D to get to point C. I mean, they and neither of them want to talk about it. But see, that's all politics. Like John, like going back, Jai and I, we never see it. Like we never agree on how.
Oh, to, I've seen it.
Yeah, on how, like, we both want the same thing, but how to get to it, she and I can just never really kind of agree on.
Yeah, and I've never seen you guys be disrespectful to each other.
No, oh God, no, no
conversation.
No,
it's conversation.
I mean, it's has she hurt my feelings with some things she said? Yeah, sure, but fuck it. People are gonna hurt your feelings. Have I hurt her feelings? If I'm sure I might have said something that maybe have. And if I have, hey, let me know. You know, Jai, I got you. But yeah, it's just conversation. You gotta have a tough skin.
And again, I don't follow politics that much. So when I ask something, I genuinely don't know. So I'll ask, I'm like, hey, man, so what's going on with this guy, Vivek, or whatever, right? Like, he went and spoke with this dude. Oh, he's a fucking alt-right. I'm like, God, I asked a fucking question because I didn't know. People still think that ignorant is a bad word. Look up the definition, even though people change the definitions of stuff now all the time to meet whatever the fuck they want, right? If you look up the definition of ignorant, it's just something that you have no knowledge about. Why can't people be ignorant and then learn as they go without getting yelled at for it, right? People during like the big change in the identity thing, I call every woman I'm on the phone with gets a ma'am. You know why? Because I was raised to be respectful. Every man I'm on the phone with gets a sir. Now, if they were like, hey, man, actually, I identify. Okay, I'll switch it up. But I'm 43, so it's going to take me a little while to get there, right? But then the thing came out, was like, don't ever assume my pronoun. I'm like, I'm 43, man. I'm the tail end of Gen X. I'm going to do that because this is new to me. But yelling at me for it now makes me not like you, not what you associate with, but you. Because how the fuck can you not do that? Like, we grew up, like people now, growing up now, of course they're not going to do it. You know why? Because they're growing up in it. They're growing up in it. And it's just like, if you can't show somebody something without getting mad at them, then you're not trying to educate them. You're just looking for a reason to start a fight.
For a reason to be offended. And it's like, it being offended is like the awesome trend to be now. If you can't find something to be offended about, oh man, you're there's something wrong with you. If you're not offended by X, Y, Z or whatever, you know.
Now, see, I'm one of these people as well. I don't know if it's ADHD or whether I'm just an asshole or whatever it is, but it could be the smallest shit. Like, I'm happy to do something, right? Like, even if you ask me, hey, look, like you said, Judge, you know, oh, I identify as this, so please use this. That's fine. I'll use your pronouns. That's fine. Okay. Not a worry. But the moment you start demanding I do something or tell me I have to do something, makes me not want to do it, right?
That's anybody though. It's not even about identity. If someone's like, I'm a fucking swami, so call it, like, if you're rude about it, fucking do anything you want. I'm just not going to talk to you. That doesn't mean I'm this phobic. It doesn't mean I'm this ist. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means you're being an asshole. I'm not racist. I'm not this. I'm not that. You know what I am? I'm anti-asshole. So if you're going to be a piece of shit about it, I'm not going to disrespect you by now doing the opposite of what you want. I'm just not going to talk to you. But here's the problem. If you do that, then they turn around and go, so-and-so's this. And no one wants to hear your side because people aren't communicating anymore. They're not communicating. They want to make one judgment and they want to be like, cancel train, fucking here we go. And it's like, guy, you can't do that. If we learn that from anything, we learned it from the Me Too movement. Right? Me Too movement started off awesome. I'm like, get these motherfuckers, all these fucking, like, Harvey Weinstein, the rest of them, man, fuck all of them dudes. Get it, ladies, get it, right? And then it was, did some investigations. Turns out, he didn't do anything. She was just jealous because of this, and blah, blah, blah. And then you couldn't even say that because then it was hashtag believe all women. Listen, guy, I don't believe all anybody. I don't believe all anybody. If I don't know enough about the situation, I'm not going to make a judgment on either person. But you can't just say, like, because then it started to come out that, dude, Amber Heard tried to use it. Oh, it was this and he's abusive and blah, blah, blah. Found out that she was the instigator and all the people that were like, fuck Johnny Depp. All the people that were like, fuck Johnny Depp, even on timelines that we've seen, weren't like, I was wrong. Because no one wants to admit they're wrong either. And that's a fucking problem.
And then another big thing too is like you get the news and the media will grab a story that and try to sensationalize it. And then when the facts come out, they don't even go, oh, we were wrong. This is actually the real story. They just stop or they double down.
Yeah. And you never hear about, like, I was talking to my friend Robbie, fucking Guns, my trainer. I was talking about him today. He's like, why have we heard anything about the Epstein lists? I'm like, you're not going to. Because the important people on them fucking lists are too high up. He's like, but they're pedophiles. I'm like, I understand that. And I want to find them. And I want to hurt them. But the fact of the matter is that I bet a lot of people on those lists are motherfuckers in really high control. So all of a sudden it's like, all right, take them away from this. Trans rights and the Kardashians and the blah, blah. They get us all fucking looking over here at all this shit while this shit is going on. And it's like, well, what? All right, guys, what happened to this? What happened to the pedophiles? No, because I need to... Dude, what the fuck are we doing? People are like
dogs following a ball, right? If you want to fucking distract them, throw them in that direction. And some people are dumb enough to not continue to ask these questions.
Just give them someone to cancel or give them someone to hate.
That's it. And now everyone is an expert on Palestine and Israel. Holy shit.
But I mean, that's a war that's been going on for thousands and thousands and thousands of fucking years.
But you can't even ask questions because of free Palestine or fucking like, and I got like, dude, I watched an interview where these kids were on a college campus. And every time they saw a Jewish person walk by, they were genocide, on, I think the Harvard campus, there was a whole thing, genocide for Jews. I'm like, die, they had to go through that once already. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Oh, we can't say anything. It's fucking freedom of speech.
We had that going on here. We had a bunch of people get arrested in the Capitol here in North Carolina because, you know, like every day they're having protests for it. But then they decided, hey, we're going to lay down in the streets and block traffic. So then they get arrested. And then the whole protest gets all mad that these people are getting arrested. So then they go to the jail and start protesting the jail and try to block the doors to the jail so other agencies can't come in and things like that. And more of them get arrested. And their whole thing was, you know, I'm sitting here going, what have you guys really accomplished? Because it's not like, you know, the Palestinians over there are Hamas or the PLO, PLA, or any of these Iranian-backed, you know, groups that have been trying to push Israel into the sea since 1948, whatever, you know, whenever it was established. It's not like all of a sudden you laying in the streets, Hamas is going to go, oh, hey, look, Raleigh, North Carolina's with us. Oh, maybe we should be nice to people now.
There's so much news that now you have to search for. Oh, you know, so-and-so broke up a child trafficking ring in fucking Nevada or whatever it is. It gets one blip and it's gone. Because they know that all I need to do to have them not give a fuck about that or ask about the people involved is get Americans involved. Fucking cultural appropriation versus cultural appreciation. I just saw a video of a black girl going, wear fucking dread. She's like, it's appreciation of the culture. Like, where do you draw that line? Like, if I wear a sombrero to a Cinco de Mayo thing, you know how many fucking like Mexican or Hispanic people have gotten mad at me? Fucking zero. You know how many crusty fucking white people with their hair dyed blue though? All of them.
Yep. And again, like it's one that gets me about the whole cultural appropriation though as well is that you've got people of color saying that white people can't wear braids. The motherfucker, it's a Dutch braid. The fucking Vikings were wearing braids.
Here's the thing. I have never, even at my school, I have never heard a black kid, a brown kid, whatever, talk about anybody who comes in with braids because they don't fucking care.
Oh, they no, don't care. Again, this is all shit
but
on
like,
the internet.
Wear it. We don't
you
care.
Don't see it
I have seen
on the internet.
I have seen fucking white people say, you should be doing that, but you scroll down on their page and they're posing like an anime character. They got Japanese wear on because it's an anime thing. Hold on. Why is that cultural appreciation? And why is that not cultural appropriation then? Oh, because I'm appreciating the culture. Okay, so if I wear, you know, like something from, I went to Dominican Republic, right? I got a Dominican Republic hat. Why? Because I was there. Love it. It's a beautiful country. I'm going to come back to the, you can't wear that because fuck you. I was there. I liked it. I had a good time. I'm going to wear the fucking hat. But people just want anger. So it doesn't matter. Wherever they want to draw their lines, they can. But they're going to tell you what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do, even if they're breaking it themselves. No one gives a fuck. Dude, the lady in the video, she's like, it's if something is cultural and you share it, it is now there for everybody. No one owns fucking anything. Like, if I want to come back with, like, if I go and buy, say I go to India, right, and I buy something, I was like, oh, shit, this shirt is fucking dope, or this thing is dope. Like, I'm going to wear it because I'm appreciating where I fucking went. That's not a, you're trying to, be, I'm not trying to appropriate anything. I'm trying to appreciate the fact that I went there and had a good time, or I got really deep in the culture and the history and shit like that. But everyone who sees you is going to look at this dude, and the fucking camera's got to instantly come out. We got to stop all of this shit. That is people feeding the fire. So when you're complaining that this guy's got fucking shoes on that's usually from this country, all the rest of this shit is going on that now instead of worrying about the important shit, you're worrying about someone showing up to a Cinco de Mayo parade with maracas. What the fuck is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, that to me is fucking stupid. And I'll say it.
It is stupid. But on this note, you and I, Judge, someday we're going to have to go ahead and we're going to have to go culturally appropriate some Australian shit.
That's right. If I come home with a boomerang, right?
Also, or a diggeridoo.
You can't have that in your house. That's a fucking... I guarantee I'm like, why? Nate gave it to me. And because, and then Nate's going to be like, I don't fucking care. It's awesome. He's bringing it home to his house.
Fuck's sake. I'm a white man in Australia. I've got a didgeridoo in the fucking corner.
Yeah. People who want to... Like, look, every country I've been to that is like, oh, yeah, get this, man. This is a sign. It was this and blah, blah, blah. They want you to have stuff. They want you to have stuff. They want to take you around. Now, given... The Dominican Republic, a lot of it was like price because of course they think you're fucking tourist and blah blah blah, but like they're giving it to you. They're saying this is how we experience this and go on this. Dude, I swam in a fucking cave and shit like that. Like, what, I'm supposed to come back and not talk about it? The fuck
hey,
out of here,
hey
man.
what if you come to Australia, go koala fucking and go back with chlamydia? Is that a cultural appropriation? You can't take our chlamydia.
Why am I going to look? Why do I got to go all the way to Australia for that? I could just go to Vegas.
That's right. He can get chlamydia from like down the block, dude.
But it's so, not the real Australian koala.
You know what? It's not Australian koala chlamydia though, dude.
Oh shit.
That you can't have. Like, all right. During the Guido phase, I'm Italian, right? We're talking everybody started using their hands. Oh, they all threw on a fake fucking Italian accent. They all had the blowout. Dude, one of the fucking Guidos in my town, his last name was O'Rourke. His first name was Bryant. He used to call himself the Mini Guinea. Right, guy, you have the most Celtic last name I've ever fucking heard. The whole fucking name. No one said anything because it was a trend, right? Now that, it's not like they were walking around with a handful of pasta, though. They were just appropriating like the slang, like so we don't draw the line and shit like that, right? So if someone does a whole skit about Italians or whatever, no one says anything. You know why? Because Italians don't fucking care. That's why. We don't give a shit. It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking bother me.
Oh no, and then you got the other side that's gonna go, oh well, the Italians were, you know, part of the reason why the genocide of this, that, the other thing. It's like, really?
Well, they were the Axis and fucking, oh my God, really? Go there now.
But if you go back in history, everyone has enslaved everyone at some point.
Well, son of a bitch, look at it. I mean, I've been listening to a podcast at the moment about the Plantagenet dynasty back in the Middle Ages, right? So if, for those that don't know who the Plantagenets are, they were, they ruled England for like 300 fucking years. Like, we're talking Richard the Lionheart and the Third Crusades and all that sort of shit, right? And you had Richard the Lionheart go into fucking Sicily and conquer the place. But nobody's talking about that. Nobody, at any point in history, somebody went to someone else's lands and fucking oppressed the shit out of them. It's not this group. It's not that group. It's fucking everyone. People are shitty, man.
Mark Twain, who's only ever known for fucking Huckleberry Finn, he was an amazing satirist. He wrote this thing called The Lowest Animal, right? Lowest Animal was a satire about how animals are better than people, how animals are more advanced. You read it as a satire and then you go, he's not fucking wrong. Animals don't fight over religion. Animals have never conquered everyone. They've never gone to war. Animals don't hate anybody for their race or their gender. They don't do any of that shit. And then when you get done, you're like, he's not wrong. Animals have never tortured people for fun. He even brings up the cat, right? He's like, the cat, when it fucks with the mouse, it doesn't know it's hurting it. It's just playing.
And when it's done, it kills it and fucking eats it. But it's not doing it maliciously. It didn't go out there with the intent to fucking do this. He did. And then he gets to slavery. He says, man is the only animal that has enslaved their brothers for any number of fucking reasons. We're all humans, and he's done it. He's like, and as you move to now, slavery with quotations, still, you're a slave to your wage. You're a slave to the government. You're a slave to, so when you want, like, I mean, it's Twain, right? And yes, one was harder than, I'm not saying it's not, but we're all oppressed by something. We're all oppressed by something. But if we just banded together and like, hey, man, I'm appreciate your culture and I'm going to talk to this person and ain't nothing wrong with you. Look, I don't agree with your lifestyle, but you're pretty dope or whatever. Why can't we just do that?
Because the powers that be don't want it to happen.
No.
Because it is easier to control a population when you have divided them, you can conquer them.
Yep. And it's just like, and they're doing it right in front of our fucking faces. And the smart people, some of the smartest people, the fucking Facebook warriors and the Instagram warriors, they're falling for it and they're acting like they're smarter because of it. You ain't. You're part of the problem. Red tie, blue tie, you're all part of the fucking problem.
One wants to lie to you and steal your money. The other one steals your money and lies to you.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just that's like, it. And I've seen people on both sides of the fence go, the government's corrupt. It is. It's fucking corrupt. Dude, one of the most blatant fucking disrespectful things I've ever seen was during the George Floyd thing. The Democrats all wore like an African-American
thing. African
and took a knee. Yeah. And took a knee. And I'm just like, that's your thing. Like, so you are not, so you're the worst kind of racist because you're like, all right, guys, we got to do this so people stay off our backs. Like, they're fucking people, man. They're people. Like, you don't have, like, we don't have to, like, nobody has a reason to hate anybody unless they do something directly to you, right? It's just like, and the government wants you over here and they want you over here. And if you start coming over here, the news on one side or the other is going to be like, recently fucking so-and-so started doing this because they want to rile you up and everyone falls for it. Everyone fucking falls for it. So my friend, shout out to, I forgot his Instagram name, I got to look it up. He dresses up as the Macho Man. He's fucking amazing, dude. His cosplay is great. And he's got a group that all dresses up like fucking 80s wrestlers. The hate that this guy takes.
That's awesome.
Oh, fucking grown men walking around. They don't even go to the gym. I'm like, you woke up this morning and saw that and were like, watch what I'm going to say. You needed to put that down? And you felt better about it afterwards? Like, what the fuck are we doing? What are we doing? But like Mike Tyson said, the internet has made it very comfortable to talk shit and not get punched in the fucking mouth for it. All right, wait, hold on. I just got it. It's at the Macho Verse on fucking Instagram. He's fucking hilarious, dude. He like his shit is really funny. And CJ Props, he's the guy who makes all my Lobo stuff. He's an amazing dude. And it's just like all these people are great. They're just trying to enjoy something. If you don't get it, you don't have to talk shit. You just don't get it. But you paint your face for a fucking sporting event and then kill each other when your fucking team wins. You know what I'm saying? Just leave people alone. Leave people the fuck alone. Oh.
That's it. So anyway, guys. Last episode, I mentioned that we were at about 110 followers, nearing 115. We hit our 115 mark this week, man.
Hey!
The government's dividing people. We're bringing people together, man.
We bring people together.
Yeah, but until the government busts out that breaking news that Nate Newman does not know movies.
You know what? That's going to be the problem.
You know what? Yeah, and ratings are going to tank. Everybody's going to unfollow. Stop ringing the bell. I think I blew up the show.
I do want to apologize, though. I am appropriating Themyscira culture because I have Wonder Woman. Guys, I'm really
How
sorry.
How dare you?
I'm really sorry.
You,
I thought I would do better. And so I apologize to all the fucking Amazons on a fake island that I enjoy reading the comics. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. You know what? Yeah. I'm gonna have to cancel you, Judge, for all the times you were wearing the Wakanda stuff.
I know. And You know who's never given a fuck about that? I'll give you one guess. I'll give you three guesses. You're only going to need one. You know who's never said anything like take that off? Every black person I've ever fucking met. When I go to fucking school, they're like, that shit is dope. I ordered it from a fucking company called Actively Black. And they don't give a fuck. Like, dude, it's made. It's a black-owned company. Why would I go buy Wakanda wear from a company that's not black-owned? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to give to the people because I appreciate what the fuck is going on. So as we fucking leave you, just remember this. Call anybody what the fuck they want to be called. Don't be an asshole to anybody. Wash your hands when you go to the bathroom. That's my running platform. Guys, I'm running for president. I'm running under three things. Don't be an asshole. Respect people's shit. Wash your hands when you go to the bathroom. That's it.
And with that, I know Heavy Drop's got our safety debrief of the week.
Yes.
Tell us, Rob, what else should we not be doing?
What a setup. Nate, that was a good setup.
I talked about it. I said, you know, don't beat your dogs. I said, love your dogs. I did not mean that literally, people. I did not mean it literally. Look, sexual assault of a household pet is an actual charge. Okay. That means someone somewhere has done it and you are now being charged in it because you have done it. You did it so bad that the animal police had to come to the house and take the animals to evaluate them for injuries. Okay. Now furries are not bestiality. Furries fucking is fine because it's two consenting human adults dressed up as Temu versions of Chuck E. Cheese meets Great Wolf Lodge mascots, recreating scenes out of Debbie Does Dallas. It is not Debbie doing Dallas the Labrador. And for the love of God, seriously, please, if you're going to commit felonies, do not videotape it for the investigators to find. Especially, guys, if you are going to look like an excommunicated Amish guy that got too friendly with the sheep and got kicked out of the ordinance. Be nice to your animals. Don't touch them inappropriately.
Don't film your wife doing it and try to sell it on the internet either.
No, that's how they got caught. I mean, look. When you are accused of crimes, deny, throw counter accusations. You can't do that when you videotape it and try to sell it on OnlyFans or wherever you were trying to sell it. Barnyard.com.
Hey guys, when they say you're ordering BarkBox, it doesn't mean to get into your dog's box. I'll be here all week. Try the veal.
I mean,
fucking believable.
Dude, but Rover was happy. He clapped those cheeks, apparently.
Yeah. But now he's abused.
I don't know if we can say that. But yeah, apparently, you know, I mean, they removed four dogs from that house.
Oh my God, dude.
But according to the reports, it was multiple household animals.
But like the parakeet got some too?
Maybe the goldfish?
It went right up the ass.
Did you? Okay. While we're on this note real quick, did you guys hear about the woman on TikTok who got arrested? I think she was Australian as well. Got arrested for fornicating with a trout.
A trout?
They were on the boat. They'd been fishing. They caught a trout. Then thought it would be a great idea to use said trout as a sexual aid. And it was recorded and put on the internet.
Yeah, but afterwards, when he went down, did she clean up afterwards? Because, I mean, if you go down there and it smells like fish, you really don't want to be down there that long.
Guys, vibrators exist, man. Ones that are probably shaped like fish. I've seen a dildo that looked like a horse dick. Literally shaped like a horse dick.
They got tentacles.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, wait. Everyone check your phones or check the fuck the your gut. So that's what she actually looks like. Okay? What age would you think that she looks?
22, 23.
22, 23, right? Definitely. However, the stuff that she was putting up, she made herself look like this. You're going to tell me she wasn't getting money from people who wanted to fuck kids? Look at those pictures.
Yeah, and that's so fucking... But it looks so fake as well, man.
Yeah, but she knew that. She would Photoshop them like that anyway. Yeah, yeah. Now, she was one of the people that killed themselves because people were going to start... Like, she got herself into fucking trouble. But was she in trouble because everything started to go down? People started to ask her for fucked up shit. She's got to fucking meet supply and demand. Like, again, I'm trying not to blame her because of the conversation that we talked about, right? Shit starts to go down. She's like, fuck, what am I going to do? This is my only source of income. She gets that one message. Hey, you know what you should really do? Make it fit. And she said that her defense was, I've tried to make myself look like a real life anime character. Guy, I got news for you. No, you fucking did.
Nah.
No, you didn't.
Absolutely not. Anyway, look, guys, we have fucking had a train wreck of a show today. Judge has lost two fucking layers, and I think I nearly broke him.
Rob, what did you write? And I did. And damn, I look good for not wearing pants. Where did that? It's somewhere in the chat. What the fuck?
Look, man. Look, I love.
Are you not
doing
wearing
this
pants right now?
I ain't wearing pants right now.
Yeah, I'm talking about let it hang out.
I gotta stretch my shorts out. Hang on.
Nice. All right, everybody, let's get the fuck out of here. I want to eat pancakes and goodies.
That's it. We're out of here, guys. Peace.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the show. You can follow the podcast as well on social media at Not So Secret Dad's Business or on our website, notsosecretdadsbusiness.com. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please rate and review the show. It helps more than you realize.